Good morning!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday, pumpkin!
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
It is Friday, right?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
It was a Friday I never forget.
Thank God it's Friday.
Who wants to put on a show?
Getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm a big fan of the show.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's showtime. Got to do the jazz hands. I love it. I love it. Sitting here texting with Commissioner Jeannie Herman, getting her on the show today. Very excited. Also, very excited to bring you an alternative to free Gmail that is local. It's going to be a great show for a Friday. Actually, it's just going to be a great show. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I want to start off the show not only with the poll question, as usual, but also with a request. Or not really a request, but just kind of a statement. And people are just getting too nervous out there. The fear. What's going on? Is it the virus? Is it insurrection? Is it this? Is it that? Ah. Getting back to normal. What's normal? What do you want to be normal? Because honestly, there's nobody stopping you if they believe in the United States Constitution, if you believe that there is help out there for you, if you want to open your business with no restrictions, contact Joey Gilbert. He'll get you all the paperwork that you need. Take down the mask sign in your door and put this information up. And if OSHA comes to your door, grab the phone and start recording. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your business. Because very shortly, we are going to see all of the hypocrisy come to fruition. I was reading an article last night about Governor Cuomo and the mayor of D.C. The gist of this letter was, or this article was, we need to open up. We need to open up now, or our cities and states, they are going to fail. They are going to be harmed with irreparable damage of losing businesses. Excuse me? That's already happened. We've already lost businesses that have either gone bankrupt or closed their doors because they knew what was coming, never to reopen again. Except, of course, the majority of the big corporations, which deemed essential. Nobody gets to deem you essential or unessential except for you. You can take the stand. Look at what Calvary Chapel did in Dayton. They took the stand. Taking it to the Supreme Court now. And Sisolak has to answer for his bonehead decisions. His, let's see. What is a decision that you make when you go against one person's rights and it's okay for somebody else? How about we just call it incompetent? What do you think? We've got politicians who are singing not only two, but three and four different tunes. We have elected officials or elected representatives that this entire time, do you believe in a few weeks we actually made an entire calendar year? In a few weeks. Instead of 2 weeks to stop the spread or to slow the spread, it's been almost a year. 88% surveyed. People wear masks. You see it. You see it every day when you go out in public. I'm proudly one of the 12%. 88% of people doing their part, wearing their face diapers. Didn't work, did it? Told you it wasn't going to work. Told you this was a farce from the beginning. Because it was about an election. If you didn't have the push of the virus, if you didn't put fear into people, they couldn't change the election rules. And for some states, that has been proven arbitrarily, because even their state's Supreme Courts and the U.S. Supreme Court has said, you can't do that, Secretary of State. You can't do that, Mr. Governor. It's up to the legislatures to change these rules. And you just bypassed them. You can't just give yourself emergency powers. Which, by the way, February 1st, just around the corner, for the start of our legislature. And I heard from a little birdie that that's something that our governor is going to try and push through. Yeah, giving himself more powers, especially in the state of an emergency. Thank goodness we have groups out there that are going through every single one of these bills. And we're going to start talking to them very shortly and going through all of the nonsense that is on the Democrats' plates to push through. And surprisingly, or really not surprisingly, a bunch of these bills are from the last session. Let me play just a little something here for you. Because people are getting tired. People are tired of all of the BS. Even the ones who, well, let's just say, put up with it for so long.
I work for a large hospital system in Broward County, Florida, on the anesthesia team. Last night, the house nurse manager came to my department and told us that we must prepare for a COVID crisis that's going to start next week. And the hospital will be taking part of our recovery unit, anesthesia recovery unit, to house COVID patients, and that we cannot allow surgical patients' families to come visit them, which we do pre and post surgery, pre and post anesthesia. And I looked at her And I said, how do you know you're going to need our roof, our bays? And how do you know there's going to be a crisis next week? She tilted down her glasses. She looked at me. And she said, you know what's going on by now. And I said, yeah, I do. And everyone else just went, oh, here we go again, and shrugged their shoulders. Does anyone else find this really strange besides me? It's about time that this whole corrupted, stinking system is brought down. Seriously. Because I'm really hating my job right now. I can't stand this corruption anymore. Could you please share?
Yep. We've heard it here locally. We've heard it from nurses. We've heard it from doctors. That's how the hospitals are getting their money. If you don't play by their rules, you don't have a job. It's that simple. And people would rather keep their jobs than standing up for what's right. But I think we've gone far enough for people to understand that it's being pulled over your eyes. Epic times. If you don't know about it, if you look for it, Epic is actually spelled E-P-O-C-H. You can get it online. Hell, you can try it for 2 months. I think it's for $1. They have an article in here today it's from January 10th. Wish I would have brought it to you sooner. It's called Fear. F-E-A-R, fear. False evidence appearing real. When our thoughts scare us and we need to make them stop. For the people who fear going outside without a mask, for people who fear to shake hands or hug somebody, for people who fear what's going to happen next. I'm not going to tell you about a bet that my boss and I have going on right now, but I just want you to think logically. I want you to go back and listen, easily searched, by the way, with DuckDuckGo, easily searched, President Trump's inauguration speech. President Trump's first State of the Union speech. President Trump's Mount Rushmore speech for the 4th of July of last year. This man did not give up his way of life, his family's way of life, with the possibility of knowing that the Democrats would come after him, after his presidency, even during his presidency, with literally foaming at the mouths. He knows what's going on. And he is still our president and will be our president for the next 4 years. In my opinion. So where do we go from here? We have faith. We pull whatever we have left inside of us to know that all of the lying, all of the fear being pushed, all of the corruption, all of the hopefully hate is shortly going to be coming to an end. You've got it in you. I know you do. There's even a little thing on Facebook that says, you know, show your power. Starting today, going through the weekend. It says no Facebook, but actually I say no social media. Look at how beautiful it is out today. Go do something. Go do something with your family and stay off of social media. Stay off of the mainstream media, the constant barrage. Rather than reporting recoveries from COVID-19, they focus on the deaths. When you look at the real numbers, again, it's no worse than the flu. And you can prove that by just looking at the fact that, oh, look, no flu deaths at all. Well, they got to throw a couple in to make it look legit. Flu deaths down by 98%. Just go out this weekend and have some fun. Reconnect with your family in a different way than just sitting around the house wondering about what's coming next. Because it's definitely going to be an eye-opener. We'll be back right after this with the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And new poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. Does a second impeachment charge... Or I'm sorry, does a second, I can't even read my own writing. Does a second impeachment change your opinion of President Trump? Options are, I still support him. Never supported him. Lost support for him. So far, of those participating in the poll, 70% still support him. 23% never supported him. And then the rest lost support for him. So we'll see how that keeps going. Thank you so much for participating in the poll. I appreciate your time, even for something as little like that. So here we have Devil's Advocate. Oh, whoops. I lost my place here. I have to say, if Trump, Devil's Advocate is my friend that writes in, opposite views, say, well, about this. Thank you, Tim. I have to say, if Trump wasn't such a sexist, narcissistic SOB personality, the Democrats would not have gone after him nearly as much as they did. No, I disagree with that on the perspective of he was not supposed to win. So I still go by that. He wasn't supposed to win, so they were going to go after. They thought the Russia collusion would work. They thought he would kowtow and, you know, head for the hills. Didn't work. But then I started thinking, you know what, really, that's no different than other politicians we see out there. He's just being honest about who he is. And is he really all that sexist? Who are we hearing this from? The mainstream media. Because if that's being sexist, you gotta love the sexism of the man that surrounds himself with smart women and promotes them into all of these powerful positions. The sexism. It's kind of like going after him for the racism. What racism? He was only deemed a racist until he ran for president. Lots of proof of that out there. But who's calling him a racist? Politicians in the media, not his many, many, many high-profile employees or friends who've known him for decades and decades and decades. Break it down for yourself. All right. Let's take a Fox News update break, and we'll be back with all kinds of good stuff coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And this Friday is just beautiful outside. So I hope you go out and enjoy the weekend, because you know what? You deserve it. You deserve to be free from all of the blah, 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 blah. But wait until you're done with me, okay? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, how about today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City? Does the second impeachment change your opinion of President Trump? I still support him, never supported him, lost support for him. That's brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Appreciate you so much going and answering that. And remember, part of that, Monica at 991fmtalk.com is my direct email. So you can send it straight to me. Love reading those during the show. And when you're on 991fmtalk.com, go to my webpage that is right there. And one of the first things that you'll see on my webpage, before just the wonderful saying of live for today, hope for tomorrow, remember yesterday, is who really stormed the U.S. Capitol? It is an absolutely awesome interview with a war correspondent and Michael Yon from the Epoch Times. That is something that you need to watch and absorb. Because here it is. Yep. A week later, what are you getting? The truth finally coming out. The fact that Black Lives Matter activist by the name of John Sullivan was a big part of the insurrection, the storming, where they just walked in of the U.S. Capitol. It was a planned event. And yes, Trump supporters got sucked into it because they were encouraged. You open up the doors of the Capitol when this historic event is going on and people are going, come on, come on, let's go. Come on. Remember when activists were let to the doors of the Supreme Court, those big old huge wooden doors, and they were banging on them? This was all planned. Well, John Sullivan has been arrested, just so you know. So, little bit of justice. But I want to see a heck of a lot more than that. So how do you feel about Trump? Let's go to the phone lines. Talk and text, 884-9910. Terry's on the line with us. Terry, what are your thoughts of President Trump right now with everything that you've seen going on?
I think, you know, that he was improperly charged. You know, anybody that listened to his message knew what was going on. You know, it's just another one of the Democrat little games they play, which wasn't a very little game this time, got everybody mad at him. Also, I wanted to say this, you know, everybody's observing Joe Biden's going to be inaugurated soon. Have you ever seen so many Army police having to guard someone that's been that's going to be inaugurated? Makes you think, is that the guy we voted in or the guy no one likes? And that's why they're doing that. I don't know.
Thank you for pointing that out, Terry.
Yeah, because there's just thousands of people, and it's never, I've never seen that before, and I'm an old guy.
Don't say it like that. You're experienced. You know what's going on.
I've seen a little bit in my time, I guess. But I love Trump just as much as ever, and I know that I think he's going to make an independent party when he gets out. Don't tell anybody I said that, but that's what I really think.
Yeah, you know, I'm still, that's so frustrating, Terry. I'm still up in arms. I truly believe that third parties don't work.
I know.
And I still believe in the Republican Party for the GOP, for the work that I've done with the people that I work with. You know, not the figureheads. The figureheads are just like politicians. They do not know what real Republicans want. They've gone so far away from the base, as they say, because they're playing political games. And I feel like I just want to fight for the Republican Party to get it back, just like Trump is fighting for this country. To get it back to the people, back to the people who started it, who believe in it, who work with it and want to be a part of it. So and we kick out the rhinos, you know, you tell them no, you go tell them to start their own political party. And it just
that sounds good to me.
I know. Me too. Doesn't it? Doesn't mean it always works, though, Terry. Hey, you grab that grandson of yours and you go have some fun this weekend.
Okay, Monica. You have a good day, too, okay?
You too, Terry. Thanks for calling. All right, let's check in with Nora. Nora's on the talk and text line at 884-9910. Nora, what's up with you today?
Well, I'll tell you, I have no question about Trump. I totally trust this man. He is exactly what I prayed for. I ran a business. I knew if this, we can get a person in that was a regular person and very exceptional that he is, who ran a business and could treat this country like a business. He's done so much for so many. And this is what pisses off all the Democrats. There's Democrats which have brains and Democrats that have none. The thing of it is they are so angry because they'll never reach the expectations or the things that Trump has accomplished. He has never turned back on us. He believes in our country, our flag, and God. I totally support him. My family does, most of them. A couple of them, they don't talk to me, which is okay. I didn't talk to them that much anyway. I just wish him well. But, yeah, Trump, I'll tell you what, if anybody can't see the intelligence and the love and compassion this man has and you know, the brilliance of a man he is, he's not perfect, but I'll tell you what, he's done so much good. I am so grateful for him, and he is exactly what I prayed for.
You know, Nora, I would like to have somebody call me and say, you know what, I'm perfect, so nobody out there is perfect, Nora, and we just have to be honest about that. That's right.
We're human beings first. We're supposed to make mistakes, but there's a difference in mistakes and being stupid. So we know what's down the road for the next 4 years, but they don't want Trump there because they know, and the next election, Trump will be our president again. I believe that.
Nora, you said something there that really caught me. You said, you know, about being stupid and making mistakes. There's another side to that, and that is making mistakes on purpose and then coming back and asking for forgiveness and saying, oh, it was a mistake. You know, I didn't mean to do that. I got caught up in it. And you intended to do that the entire time. It's like we can see through that. We can see through that.
Like I tell people, listen to what all people say, but watch what they do. And when they're doing it dishonest, they're always going to trip up because they can't remember their lies. They can't remember what their plan was. They'll always have everybody that thinks they're getting away with doing wrong. It's not happening. It will catch up with them down the road just because they don't see it today. And I never wish bad on anybody. I figure everybody's going to pay their own price in life. But I'll tell you, we have had the absolute best president we could have gotten, and he doesn't give up, and I respect him for that. And his wife, our first lady, she needs to be acknowledged. She's been through heck and her family and everything, so we are really blessed to have this entire family, because basically we have the entire family,
Nora,
and they're all important. So God bless you and for what you're doing. I look forward to the future and being able to help in any way I can on whatever life throws at you. And
thank you, Nora.
I'm a phone call away, and I will learn to text, so I can text you. So I'm working on it.
All right.
My daughter's thrilled. She said, I never thought I'd see the day. I said, well, there's a friend that can't talk, and I want to do what I can to communicate with him.
Good.
She's a good friend. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And God bless yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. Get out and do something fun. And just as a little side note here, you know, look at the things that Trump's family has done. You know, Ivanka has traveled the world and brought dignity to women and encourage them to start businesses, how to become their own entrepreneurs, bringing them up out of poverty. And what does Nancy Pelosi's family do? Gavin Newsom? They put people into poverty. There's a big difference of ideals there. A huge difference. Pertaining to our poll question today, this coming from a listener, I'll stay with him. He has displayed similar character to General George Smith Patton. A couple of my officers were like that, and I loved serving with them. So, well, he is the commander in chief. Let's see, another one. Thelma, good morning, Monica. I respect President Trump for standing up for what is right. He is a very strong leader for exposing the Democrat Party for all the fraud and lies they have done. I admire him and his family even more than ever. You know, that should have been one of the options on the poll question. I'm sorry about that. I should have put, I supported him in the beginning and I support him even more now. So that is one there. And that's why they don't want him as president. That's why they have thrown every single type of questionable action at him as possible. Stormy Daniels. Where's Stormy now? Where's her lawyer? House arrest. Michael Avenatti. The guy that news people, mainstream media people wanted to run for president, to run against him. And they were serious about that. And where is he now? Corrupt as can be. Somebody mentioned something about hubris to me a few weeks ago. And to me, of course, they were referencing our president. But to me, the arrogance you are seeing come forward through the Democrats and Republicans. When they think that there is no way Trump can fight back, you are seeing the Mitch McConnells come out. You are seeing the Liz Cheneys come out. You are seeing the Marsha Blackburns, the Dan Crenshaws coming out and turning tail and turning traitor to the president. Somebody's asked me why he is taking so long to do what he needs to do. Because if you're going to drain the swamp, you need to scrape the sides. You need to scrape the sides and hose it out. Because if you leave all those little particles behind, they just grow back in to another swamp. And everything you've accomplished, you have to start all over again. So, this weekend, sit back, grab the popcorn, and just enjoy the show. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Life is short. Enjoy every single moment of it. And that's why I just received a reminder here to ask Patriots. Let's see. I'll just read it to you. Please put out a couple of times today. Please, for Trumpsters, West Coast Patriots, and other pro-Trump groups, stay away from the Capitol's federal buildings, state, city, whatever. Stay away between now and inauguration. Because you know what? It's a setup. You keep hearing it from the FBI, from the mainstream media. This is being put out there. They're encouraging people to come armed. The right is American patriots are not sending out notifications for people to come armed to the Capitol. No, they're not. This, if something comes down, it's going to be just like the push on the Capitol from the 6th, where you had embedded CNN reporters in there taking video and audio and still pictures. How do you have that all set up unless it is a planned event? How do you have riot gear? That's funny, because no matter what rally I've ever been to, whether it be the no mask, the open up the state, the support of Trump, not once have I seen an American patriot carrying a shield, a baton, a gas mask, a helmet, maybe a beanie, but not a helmet. And yet when you look at the photographs, when you look at what is actually, when you open your eyes to reality and truth, then you start to see. Don't look at the pictures that the mainstream media is plastering out there. Go find the private videos. Go find the things on BitChute and on Rumble. Because YouTube's taking them down left and right. So if they're taking them down, What does that tell you? That tells you that they don't want the truth out. They don't want what is really going on. The manipulation of not only the truth, but the manipulation of you. The manipulation of your mind, your thought, and your reality. It's the same thing with pushing COVID death numbers. The fear that there are going to be all these armed battles. Let me tell you, if there are armed people at state capitals, at the U.S. Capitol, what do you think the military's there for? The National Guard? And the National Guard is armed. Which usually they're not. It'll be taken down in an instant. True patriots are smarter than that. They just don't give us credit for it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Thanks for being here.